Hey, what's up? This is Ranting with Randy. I'm Randy, and this is a podcast about anything and everything that can drive a sane person stark, raving mad. It could be about anything from sports to art to music to something that goes on the train, on the bus, on the escalator, walking down the street, something going on in politics, and we are going straight into politics because I have to tell you, since the tweets from Trump went out about the transgender ban in the military, the amount of ignorance on social media, I know I shouldn't be astounded or shocked. I know it's just still mind-blowing, I think, how in 2017 so many people can be so ignorant, so stupid, so close-minded, literally living with their head stuck up their ass. And I am really trying to figure out how to shut these people down, because it's so frustrating to have to talk to people or try to comment on people's posts that are just so full of ignorance and homophobia and bad factual information. It's really I can't even wrap my head around it. But let me start by saying this. First of all, I have never served in the military. I am 100% civilian. I have friends that are in the military. I had family that was in the military. I don't know what it's like to serve. I am thankful for those that do serve. It is a choice. People choose to go into the military. And I am so sick and tired of this whole, it is a privilege, not a right argument. And the army and the military is not a social experiment. Get the fuck out of here. Are you kidding me with that bullshit? People want to go into the military to serve their country. They are not going in looking for any extra attention. Last time I checked, there was nobody walking down the battlefield in a leather boa with a pair of assless chaps on, or carrying a flag or a banner, or riding in a tank with a license plate saying trans, or I'm gay, come my way, or I'm not transgender either. I don't know what that's like. I am not a psychiatrist. I am not a psychologist. I am literally participating in the state of disrepair that is our government right now. And I am a proud member of the resistance. I protest, I march, I rally, I tweet, I comment on posts on Facebook, and I get into these back and forths with these people, and I don't know why, because it is like yelling at a bag of dirt. These people are dumber than dirt. And I have been having this ongoing back and forth with this guy who literally was telling me that I have no right to talk about anything because I'm a civilian and what happens in the military stays in the military. Like, this is Vegas or some bullshit. Last time I checked, I still have the freedom to speak and I vote, and I consider myself an educated voter. I am really trying to process this all. And I've even, at this point, I've asked for help. I've put out the tweet. I have screenshot some of the conversation. If you would like to jump into that conversation and help me out, I am more than appreciative of the help. You can find that on Doodleheads at DOODLEHEDZ on Twitter. It's pinned to my profile, so it's right at the top. You don't have to search for it. And you can go ahead and add your thoughts, and I need a break from this. I can't, because this is why I'm actually ranting right now, because I need to figure this whole thing out. Because the argument from this individual that being transgender is a mental illness almost threw me over the edge. I wanted to get up and like scream. It's the most asinine argument you can come at somebody with. Being trans is not a mental illness. Being a member of the LGBT community is not a mental illness. I think being an ignorant asshole is more of a mental illness. That's what I have a problem with. Your ignorance is more worrisome than a trans military personnel member picking up a gun, riding in a tank. I'm more worried about you having your finger on the trigger. You and your stupidity and your blatant ignorance and you're closed-mindedness, that's more worrisome to me. Having someone like you driving a tank or sitting at a computer that can launch weaponry or behind some gigantic machine gun that can kill people, I'm more worried about you than I am about any trans member or any LGBT member of the military. You got to be kidding me. So the whole argument that gender identity is a mental illness is done. Don't even come at me with that. I will pull up articles. I will call my friends who are psychiatrists and psychologists. I will get the fact. Please, you got to have something better than that. And there is nothing better than that because there is no argument here. And the whole you didn't choose to serve, you don't have the right to say anything. Get the fuck out of here. I have every right to say something, and I have every right to stand up, and I have every right to defend these people, and I have every right to stand side by side with anybody that chooses to put themselves in harm's way so that I don't have to. And by the way, there are many countries that accept all of their citizens to fight in their and to serve in their military. No questions asked. And they're very aware of their situations and they provide all of the services that they need. No questions asked. They don't attach guilt to anything. Oh, and by the way, if you want to talk about services, let's talk about the $84 million. That's the projected spending for the military for erectile dysfunction medication. So for all of you dudes out there that think you're so bad, that think you're so tough, that think you're so hard, that you can't even get it up, that you need help from the government to get you the medication. And the argument that the medication and the erectile dysfunction is mainly for retired vets is bullshit. Because I don't care if they're retired, if they're out of service, if they're in service, the government is still spending the fucking money. It's still $84 million that's being spent to the $8.4 million that the military will spend on transgender services. And I'm no mathematician either. My math skills and my grammar skills pretty much non-existent. However, if you're spending 10 times as much money on Viagra and Cialis, I think that's a bigger problem than the $8.4 million that you're spending on transgender services. And so where's your argument with that? You want to take the extra $8.4 million cut transgender services so that you could get more pills to pop so that you could get it up? Get the fuck out of here with that. That's not even an argument. And that's a fact. Those are numbers that are out there for everyone to Google. So please spare me the whole mental illness and we don't want to pay for their services. And this guy, I mean, really? I mean, the argument from this guy that I have no right to say anything, saying that the military isn't a place for hurt feelings, it's a place where an enemy is neutralized, a threat is deterred, and you go home and sleep in your bed. It's not a social experiment. Here we go again with that social experiment bullshit. It's not a social experiment. And military policy was made for the military and not the general public like yourself. Are you kidding me? You've got to be kidding me with that bullshit. Of course it's not a social experiment. Nobody's asking to be experimented on. This isn't like fucking Nazi Germany, where they actually literally did experiment on Jews. Come on now, do your homework. Know your fucking history. Come at me with this social experiment bullshit. And he's sick of people like me putting my nose where it doesn't belong. You don't serve, you don't get a say. I already admitted I don't serve. I'm very comfortable in admitting that. That's my choice. And I'm thankful to be able to have it to make. And I'm very thankful for everyone that chooses to serve and to put themselves in harm's way. And really, like Tammy Duckworth and so many other Congress people and military people, vets, both present and past, I have to agree with the sentiment. And again, I've never experienced it, but I would think that in any life-threatening situation where you're literally laying on the ground in a life or death situation and someone rolls up and they're qualified to help you, whether they drive an ambulance or they're driving a Black Hawk helicopter or they're the medic on the helicopter, they're an army medic or they're an EMT in an ambulance. I don't give a rat's ass who you're married to, what your gender is. If you can save my fucking life, please save my life. And thank you very much. So spare me to the bullshit that literally if you're laying on the battlefield dying, you're gonna refuse help from someone. And by the way, how the fuck would you know if they're an LGBT soldier or if they're a trans soldier? Because I really think the only thing you'd be thinking about at that point is, I want to live. Take my leg, take my arm, take both my legs, save my fucking life. And thank you very much. You saved my life. I owe my life to you. And my gratitude. Because clearly you've educated yourself, you are skilled in something, and you know something that you can confidently perform under stressful situations while putting your life on the line to help someone else. Okay, by the way, when they fly in a medic helicopter and they're there in the battlefield while bullets are flying, rescuing your ass, they're also putting themselves in harm's way. I watched all those specials on National Geographic when they rode along with those army medics. That is no joke. That is absolutely 1,000%. You're in trouble, in a bad spot. I'm putting myself in trouble to come and help you, and you're going to give a shit whether or not I'm trans or gay. Really, dude? That's your argument? You got to come with something better than that, because I guarantee you that wouldn't be the case. I'm pretty damn sure that wouldn't be the case. I don't even know what to say. This guy went on he's going to retire because he wants to serve his country. If I'm in a life or death situation, there won't be a transgender individual next to me. They'll be at home because they're on a medical DAV. I don't know what a medical DAV is, but I guess it's something where they can't serve on the battlefield. I'm not homophobic. Here we go. I have friends that I interact with on a daily basis that are gay. So they're not even his friends. He can interact. What does that mean? You can like sit next to them and have breakfast. You can walk by and say something polite instead of like saying some type of homophobic slur under your breath. You want a fucking medal for being a decent human being? What kind of fucking argument is that? This is why I'm so pissed. I mean, really? I support them, but I don't have to support their lifestyle. Military policy is for the military and no one else. You want to talk Viagra? The majority of the money is spent on retired members through the VA. They're still spending the money. Sorry. And it could be cured by a change in diet, and sometimes it requires medication. Are you kidding me? You're a civilian who has never served and doesn't know what it takes to uproot your family every 3 to 4 years, spend time away, missing birthdays, anniversaries, and holidays. Dude. You knew that was a potential when you registered. If you didn't, that's your fault for not educating yourself. I even know that there's the potential that when someone joins the military, there is a strong likelihood that they're going to get moved around the country, if not the world. And I know that because I know about the military. I've read about the military. I have friends that are in the military. I have friends who are married to people in the military. That's life in the military. You hear stories about military brats and kids that move all around from base to base and from state to state, or they come from Germany and then they're in the States and then they're in Japan or then they're somewhere else. How could you even make that excuse? I don't know what it's like. Of course I don't know what it's like. I chose not to register to join the military. Not because I didn't want to uproot a family or I didn't want to move or I wanted to miss anniversaries and birthdays. Again, like, please. Your choice, dude. Your choice. You knew that was a potential to happen. So again, I can't buy that. You don't have a right to say it. It's the military that protects every right and freedom you have currently. I acknowledge that. I never didn't acknowledge that. I'm very appreciative that the military protects me. I'm very appreciative that I am not out there doing that right now. Or that I don't have to do that. If I did, though, I would. If I lived in Israel and had no choice, everybody goes into the military. That's it. Boom, you're in. You want to protest, you end up in jail. You don't want to go, they put you in jail. It's that simple. But the majority of the people know that that's where they're going after high school. I mean, come on. And it happens like that in other countries also. Unless you're willing to say that everyone with any medical condition can serve, anyone with any medical condition, dude, if you have a heart problem, if you have asthma, if you can't run 5 steps without potentially collapsing, if you can't carry 5 pounds on your back, if you have a spinal problem, if you have scoliosis, if you have MS, if you have a debilitating disease, then you should not have to serve. I'm not saying everyone. I mean, this is the stupidity. I mean, that's any medical condition. I mean, the guy like went earlier, he talked about like people with acne can't join because they can't get a seal on a mask. I didn't know that. It's what he's going to say. You can't serve if you have acne. Okay. So if you have acne, you can't serve. I'm sorry, then you can't serve. There are a host of medical disqualifications, apparently. And because you can't seal a gas mask, you can't join. You can't join if you have psoriasis. Okay. So if you have psoriasis, you can't join. Sorry. If there are certain medical conditions that prevent you from joining, that's for the military to decide. But being transgender or being LGBT is not a medical condition. It's not a mental illness. Your stupidity and your ignorance is more of a mental illness than the transgender members of the United States military. That's the problem. That is the problem. And you want to talk about you want to talk about family values? Okay, let's look at Trump. How many wives? What's the family dynamic over there? Oh, I'm sorry. He's the pussy grabbing president. He's the one who said he could walk into the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot people. He's the one who went to rallies and told people to beat other people up and he would pay for their legal bills. Those are the family values that you respect and admire? Sorry, dude. There's no contest. I mean, honestly, you've got literal Nazis, white supremacist Nazis and rednecks sitting in the White House running. Jeff Sessions is the leader of the law of all law enforcement in the country, a lying redneck, a Confederate loving misogynistic redneck. You have now this Scaramucci, whose wife supposedly, well, soon to be ex-wife, because she's dumped him for taking this position in the White House, which he technically doesn't even have yet. And she just had a kid, so says Page Six. And he wasn't even there. He sent a text to the birth of his own child. So you want to talk family values? Bro, come at me. Come at me, bro. We could do this all day. And this is what I do all day. I can figure out what 10 times $8.4 million is and see that that's more of a waste than helping someone with transgender services. Helping someone become a better human being or being comfortable in their skin that they're in or being able to live their life as it was meant to be lived is more of a priority than helping some guy get it up. Period, full stop. So shove your family values, shove your thinking that transgender issues and LGBT issues and the LGBT community are full of people with mental illness. go fuck yourself. And really screw you on the whole privilege versus right thing in the military. It is both a privilege and a right to be able to serve. And those people that are serving should be extremely proud of what they're doing for the country. Sadly, they have to stand next to ignorant people like this guy. And you know what's funny? They don't know how ignorant you are either when you pick up a gun and you're in the middle of, in the heat of battle. They don't know how dumb as a stump you are. Maybe they don't want to be standing next to someone like you either. Maybe you should think about that. Maybe it's not so much you don't want to be next to somebody who's gay because you don't support that lifestyle. Maybe someone who's gay doesn't want to be standing next to someone who's so fucking ignorant and stupid. So spare me these arguments. And please, if you're on Twitter and you have anything to say, do not hesitate to reply to the tweets I post or to jump in and to voice your opinion and to help me out. I've reached out to HRC. I've reached out to J.K. Rowling. I mean, somebody's got to help. I mean, I need some help because I can't continue to – it's literally like screaming into a void. But I guess people could tell me then stop screaming. But then it's like you can't – you have to check stupidity. If stupidity goes unchecked, it gets us into situations like we're in now. Because these stupid people also vote. And when I guess enough stupid people vote, then we end up in a situation like we're in right now. With a con man and a grifter and a puppet of Russia for president, who still actually lost the popular vote. So if we could please just continue to drum that into people's heads. Trump lost the popular vote. This electoral college bullshit is a joke. He lost the popular vote by a lot. But also, it's the fault of all these people that stayed home and didn't vote, or that wrote in Harambe, or Jill Stein, or, I mean, and with all due respect, Bernie was, I mean, come on. And I know Hillary didn't do everything she could have done. And I'm not going to go into this whole, we're not going to go back into the campaign. Because this is really, this rant is strictly about this whole transgender ban in the military. And you can't ban people in a tweet, dude. Because it turns out, shockingly, that the generals knew nothing. This guy tweets shit out, doesn't talk to anybody, says he talked to people. Then you find out that he lied and didn't talk to anyone because you think those generals are going to stand there and be like, oh, I knew what he was going to tweet. There's no policy behind it. There's no protocol for putting it into place. We're going to all of a sudden pull thousands of people off the battlefield away from jobs where who knows what they're doing. They could be medics. They could be translators. They could very well be high-ranking members that have spent years and years in service, building relationships, doing their job successfully, not bothering anybody, and protecting everybody. And now you want to go in just because this fucking president tweeted that he doesn't, and trust me, this was not Trump. This was something from Bannon or from Pence, because you know how much Pence hates those communities. That Bible-thumping hypocrite. So don't even get me started on Pence. But you're going to sit there and tell me that all of a sudden all these generals will be like, oh, the president tweeted it. Oh, we're going to do it. Just like the president tweeted the other day that it's okay now for police to go nuts with brutality. Oh, yeah, don't put your hand over their head to cover when you let them in the car. Throw them in the back of the paddy wagon. By the way, paddy wagon, slur. Nobody even uses the term paddy wagon anymore. So just because he tweets it doesn't mean shit on Shinola. One day it's policy, the next day it's not. You can't tweet something like a ban in the military with no policy or protocol and no vote from the Congress and no input from the generals. But yet plenty of people have plenty to say. They don't want anybody to touch their Viagra money. So please take your family values, take your mental illness bullshit and shove it. And maybe put down the gun and maybe go get some counseling and maybe go pick up a book and maybe educate yourself. And maybe don't teach any of the shit. God willing, you don't have any kids. Because hopefully you're not passing all this ignorance down to them. Because we have enough shit to fix from the crap that we're in right now. We have enough to repair when this is all over. you know, to get us back into to a somewhat functioning level of society and really to, like, regain our stature in the world. Because right now we're a fucking laughingstock. I mean, really. Other countries are laughing at us. I mean, other countries, Americans, we're laughing at ourselves. It's sad. We're laughing. We're crying. We don't know what to do. So we tweet about it. And then you, of course, stumble into people that are ignorant and stupid and think that, you know, gender identity is a mental illness. It's mind-blowing. It's mind-boggling. You can't do anything but shake your head. And hope that at some point this will be over sooner than later. Because it is there, and I keep saying this. I know that there continues to be racism. There continues to be anti-Semitism. Trust me, as a Jew, I know. There continues to be racism. There continues to be anti-Semitism. But what Trump did do for this country and for the rest of the world to see is that he ripped the scab of that, I mean, like a Band-Aid, whoosh, right off. None of this 1, 2, 3, let's take the Band-Aid off. He ripped the scab off, and all of that stuff came gushing out. All of the racism, all the anti-Semitism, all the homophobia, all the xenophobia, all of the misogyny. All of a sudden, it was front and center. And he made all of that, okay, go scroll swastikas on synagogues. Go kick over tombstones in Jewish cemeteries. We're going to ban Muslim people because all Muslim people are bad. We're going to send all the immigrants home because all the immigrants are bad. What a fucking idiot. What an embarrassment. What an idiot. What a dope. And how sad for everyone else in this country that doesn't believe that and who didn't get conned by him. An idiot, a bully, an idiot, a total piece of poop that for some reason all these people were like, hey, by the way, are the coal mines open yet? I didn't think so. Because they're not opening. Oh, they're also laying off people at all the companies where he said he's bringing jobs back. Oh, and the stock market's up? Maybe you could thank Janet Yellen. Maybe you could thank the Fed. But he would never thank the Fed because Janet Yellen is a smart, successful woman. And he is petrified. Trump is petrified of smart, successful, powerful women. Because he's a pussy. Period. Full stop. And he surrounded himself by other bullies. So it's like the bully club of America. It's like eighth grade has been let loose in the White House. It's like the eighth grade Nazi white supremacist boys club is now running the country. Juvenile idiots. And they just brought one in straight out of central casting. And he's not helping. So back off the trans ban in the military. Worry about yourself. If you're in the military, worry about yourself. No trans member, LGBT member is not going to defend you or protect you or put down. They're going to be like, dude, sorry, you're on your own. You could take care of this guy. What? I mean, how stupid. How stupid can you be? And how the fuck do you get into the military being that stupid? Because that's an embarrassment to the rest of the people that are in the military, that take pride in their job, that are smart and intelligent, and that are willing to put their lives on the line and fight side by side with anybody that can pass the muster to serve. So please, just really just spare me. I can't, there's nothing else to say. I think I've pretty much said it all. Did I say it all? If I didn't say it all, let me know. You can find me in the Twitterverse, @doodleheads. I went on way longer. I never thought this would go on for this long, but apparently, as you could tell, I'm still amped up and I could probably go on longer, but I think I've made the points that I need to make. So support the trans community, support the LGBT community, and trans rights are human rights, #trans rights are human rights. And just, you got to keep speaking up and speaking out, because if you don't, it's all of this shit is going to become normalized and it's going to seem okay, and it's not. So you have a voice, you have a Twitter account, you have an Instagram feed, you have a Facebook page, you can go to a protest, you can go to a rally, you can donate online to the Human Rights Campaign, to the ACLU, to Planned Parenthood. You can do something. So don't think there's nothing that you can do. Use whatever voice you have, whatever means you have. Because trust me, I don't have a lot of means, but I have a voice and I have a Twitter account. And I tweet like I have 20 million followers. And I think, and I rant like I have 20 million listeners. And who knows, maybe one day I will. But in the meantime, use the voice that you have. Let me know what's going on. Help me out at Doodleheads in the Twitterverse, DoodleHedz, and on the Instagram. And we're going to continue to fight the good fight. And this guy won't stop replying to my stuff, so I'm going to end this now and go back and continue to let this guy know that he's an ignorant idiot and that his argument is worthless, and everyone has the right to serve. Everyone has the right to stand up for the country. Everyone has the right to pursue the job that they dream of and the career path that they want, regardless of their race, gender, sexual identity, or whom they love. Let everyone just live. That's it. Peace. I'm out. Until the next time, thanks for listening.